can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you on Sunday, Easter. And we wish everybody understand what the crucifixion's all about. It's amazing. It seems that somehow we, Lucifer, or actually the Satan devil, is doing really good out here with his deception. That's all right. It's up to us to fight for the truth. Back again, one of the most abused words that gets us hooked is the word individual. You see, in 1828 Webster's, it says, a single person or human being. This is the common application of the word, as there was not an individual present, a single animal or thing of any kind. But this word as a noun is rarely applicable except to human beings. They use human beings instead of mankind. Is that what an individual is in the individual income tax? No. How do we know that? Can we prove it? If I said a dog means cat, every time I use the word dog, I'd have to think of my cat, Praetorian. I have a dog. But in reality, I'm talking about my cat. That's how deceptive this is. We do not understand the language. You cannot, I guarantee you, fill out a form. I know I can't anyway. There is no form that I can fill out and understand what that form really means. Because there are terms embedded in all forms. It is a very slick way of the old Star Chamber courts out of Mary, old England, the trilemma. Three things we need to hook you. One, to get you to incriminate yourself. Yay, I read that form. Give me the form. I'll sign up and do it under the penalties of perjury. Number two. Number three, if I don't, you can sanction me. You can take my property. You can put me in jail. And back then, they even used to kill people. So they get me to incriminate myself. I want a form. Give me a form. Everybody's got a form. What is an individual? 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. The term individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. Isn't it amazing that an individual income tax can be for an alien or for a citizen of the United States? It doesn't say one damn thing about a citizen of one of the several states, does it? How can a citizen of the United States, like in Minnesota, be an Indian and have all these special rights? And a citizen of the United States in Minnesota also cannot have the same rights as the Indians. How come in Alaska, a citizen of the United States up here can, if you're of a nationality, you can go pick up ivory and sell it, have it? Me, I go out and pick it up. I have to have, that's to be scrimshaw. I have to take it to another citizen of the United States that happens to be a native. Then I can buy it. If I'm a citizen of the United States and I'm a native up here, I can have a potlatch. I can go out and kill a moose because somebody died. Nobody does anything. If I do it, pale face, I go to jail. How come a citizen of the United States in Alaska can get around and have fish wheels and go over and sell fish out of the back of a car and get money and nobody does anything? I can't do that. Do you think there might be a problem with citizen of the United States and discrimination? Because you see, people, when anything that the legislature or Congress creates that is not organic is a fiction. And he who creates it can control and whatever it can or cannot do. It's a real simple concept. They create corporations like I had an S-Corp. I got special tax benefits. Why did I get that over being a, quote, individual income tax? Because that's the way it is. It's another fiction. Nobody told me this. That was not explained to me when I did these things. I guarantee you. I unincorporated in 1995. I quit volunteering for Internal Revenue criminal nonsense in 1995. Haven't done anything since. What's amazing is when I got a new, quote, taxpayer ID or employee or whatever number, I didn't activate it, and I never heard from the IRS for the next 6 years I was in business. Never heard of a letter. I used to, the other people that worked for me, they wanted to volunteer. That's fine. Took the money out, sent it in, left. It's your choice. What is 26 CFR 1.1-1? Income tax on individuals. This is a regulation. It does not have the force and effect of law, but it does not need to. It's the administrative state. Bannon up in Trump's, I saw where he wants to deconstruct the administrative state. Boy, I tell you, he's right on. But what is here? It says individual tax on income. Section 1, which is the thing for income tax, code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Blah, blah, blah. Is there any doubt about who pays income taxes? We'll take it as true. We know it doesn't have the force and effect of law because I've traced it all the way back to 1960s and all that. It's just but irrelevant. It's their stuff. But people don't want to believe it. I don't know why. I really don't. I say I thought Esau would be a good way to get into the churches because of the birthright. Look what Esau lost when he sold his birthright. I don't know. It doesn't seem to make any bearing. I don't know. Now we have another major issue. The state of Minnesota, which is the one we're going to talk about now, like with all these other states, they only want citizen of the United States, a government by a citizen of the United States. It doesn't say a citizen of the United States and domiciled anything. It's, you can have be a citizen of the United States and have no domicile. Really? Now that's a cute one. You see, all corporations, when they are established, they have a domicile, and they can never move their domicile. They can do business anywhere else, but they can't move their domicile. Wherever this thing, fiction, was created, it has to hang there. It's stuck there. But we can have citizens of the United States. Now we have the state of Minnesota operating as a government for the citizens of the United States. It says so in their code. And it also says you're a taxpayer. Whoa, wait a minute. What the hell is going on here? Well, let's put it in perspective. What is the purpose of a citizen of the United States? Why was the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment enacted? That is a really important question. It is the key with which the con has been perpetuated in our republic. And I found this in the Congressional Record of 1938, January 13th. It's based on many Supreme Court cases, one of which, the premier one, is Cruikshank. And I'm going to read this. It is so important. Imagine a state. How can the state of Minnesota claim the 11th Amendment? It says you can't. The citizens of a state can't sue a state. Well, wait a minute. The citizens of Minnesota can't even exercise their elective franchise, and we got two evidences where you denied it. So how do you claim that? This is a logic question. Who the hell are you? Who is state of Minnesota? They are a mini-fed. But to see, what is the purpose of a citizen of the United States? What is the purpose? Why was the 13th, 14th, 15th, and you will find other amendments on up the line? Those amendments are only talking about citizens of the United States. This is a tough nut for people to understand. If you've watched The Matrix, you can maybe start to get the concept. You can live in reality, inalienable rights from the Creator, or you can go into the land of Oz, where the devil is the liar, and live lies. That's how black and white it is. I'm going to read these, because this is so important to get the understanding of it. And what is a citizen of the United States? What rights does that entity have? How is it used? If we do not understand who we are, imagine if I come and said, are you a Christian or are you a Muslim? Boy, you say, well, I'm a Christian. Hopefully. Do you think a Christian and a Muslim are the same thing? Do you think they have the same God? The same Creator? Really? You think there might be a difference? Of course there is. I don't understand why the people in this country are such Muslim lovers. I have no idea why. Their Allah is not our Creator. The Jesus Christ is the Savior. Does not exist in that world. Oh, he's a prophet. Yeah, but it's not the same thing. Totally different. And yet people equate Allah and God. And why do we want... I shall have no other gods before me. I thought that was kind of like the first commandment. I didn't know that was discretionary. Well, what do I know? Let's see. What is the purpose of a citizen of the United States? That's the question. Can the state of Minnesota operate as a citizen of the United States? Yes or no? Let me read this. I'll give you the answer. They're talking about the amendments, and they're talking about this case is about lynching of the Negroes. They were trying to get the lynching of 1938 to have the federal courts get involved. This case was followed by others to which the principles announced in the slaughterhouse cases were followed to their logical conclusion in strict accord with the terms of these amendments. They're talking about 13th, 14th, and 15th. So far as the present argument is concerned, It is only necessary to say that the power conferred on the federal government by these amendments was held to be the only power to enforce the prohibitions on state actions contained in them. Prohibitions, not affirmative law, prohibitions. Thou shalt not do something. Totally different. Like a murder. Thou shalt not murder. Doesn't have any application unless you murder. The language of the 14th Amendment is, quoting, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws," end quote. And the 15th Amendment ordains as follows: "The rights of the citizen of the United States to vote," not electing franchise, "shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude," end quote. Now we get to the explanation in plain English. Now, this is based on all the Slaughterhouse, Cruikshank, and a bunch of other holdings of Supreme Court of the United States. It's still law. The right of the citizens, I'm sorry, it is now firmly settled. When it says firmly settled, those are precedents that has been affirmed more than once by the Supreme Court of the United States. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directly, solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. Wait a minute here. It's only against state laws and persons or agents clothed with state authority. So how can the state of Minnesota say, people can vote to be a citizen of the United States, but wait a minute. The citizen of the United States is action against prohibition against state action, but you are the citizen of the United States. Wait a minute, can't do that. It goes on farther. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action. This is the power conferred on Congress. Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Minnesota likes to use United States of America. They're under that federal income tax nonsense. But wait a minute. How can the state of Minnesota step in and act as Congress against state action? And what state are they? They're in Minnesota. It can't do. It doesn't exist. That the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive original rights. The original rights are under citizens of the several states. But the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action and the power of Congress to interfere is, in a case, is purely a power of correction. It's the power of Congress, not the power of Minnesota. What is going wrong with those people in Minnesota? The rights conferred on the persons under them are not positive original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action and the power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action. That the actual exercise of efficient power of Congress under the amendments presupposes. Oh, we'll be back in just a minute. This is the linchpin. Back in a minute.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is important. How does the state of Minnesota only have a government of citizens of the United States? It's supposed to be reserved strictly to Congress to pound on one of the several states to have its own citizens if it gets out of line. And the power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction. This is the power of Congress, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action. That the exercise, the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress under the amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken, somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for the punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. Can you believe this? We've been conned, folks. We have been conned. There's several cases, Neal versus Delaware. It says up to this point, it would seem clear enough that beyond controversy, the power conferred on Congress by amendments does not extend in dealing with private persons for their individual acts. Really? So why are people going to jail to be a citizen of the United States? This is so ludicrous on the IRS. You want my signature. Or in Rappert's case, you want my signature in Minnesota on an M1 income, individual income tax form that requires to exist before there has to be a federal income tax form. There has to be a liability. I have to have O under the federal before there can be a state. All of them are like that. Go look at your individual, your state income tax stuff. So these states are operating, and I'm not sure what the real correct word is. I'm still pondering on this one. How does a state take the position of Congress and impose it? I don't know how they do that yet. There are many Fed. I don't know what's the word here. Political subdivision technically doesn't work real according to the definitions I've looked at. How does Minnesota require people to be citizens of the United States to vote? A citizen of Minnesota is denied the elective franchise. Do you not think that that's a denial of due process of law? Do you not think that's discrimination? Sure looks like it to me. This is how they have overthrown our republic. By getting people, brainwashing us, and I've been there. Citizen of the United States sounds so deliciously correct. Why wouldn't I want to be one? Where does a citizen of the United States really exist? In the District of Columbia, it's a qualified elector. It says so. Within the forts, arsenals, and needful buildings, that sort of stuff, yes, you can be a citizen of the United States because you're under the jurisdiction of the of Congress. In the territories and possessions, yes. Within the several states, no. Not there. Now, I've got to go back and look at the Minnesota one. I got to look and see how far back they go on the laws, where that came from. When did it start? I don't know when it started, but I can tell you when the overthrow of our republic officially was done. March 3rd, 1933. Herbert Hoover repealed 1,000, the last day he signed 1,006 statutes of the United States was repealed. The next day, March 4th, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a very good Jew, just happened to be, was the first president of the United States to take the oath that is not the constitutional oath. He put the name in there. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AroutFitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here, and before I get into the slaughterhouse cases that tells us the rights of citizens of the United States, I want to interject here the case. This is a case in Maryland. This is, there's several of them, but this is in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals where Trump is appealing, and that case is 17-1351. They have combined these cases into one appellate court case here, but it's 17-1351. Now, there's some really interesting things in this appellate. This is on the immigration issue. They will not use the definitions of alien because that goes to citizens of the United States. They won't use the definition of refugees. These are terms, but nobody in this on either side will use it for some reason because they don't want to blow the cover. But interesting in this, the first thing is there's actually some states that are with Trump. I thought that was pretty interesting. The state of Texas, state of Alabama, state of Arizona, state of Arkansas, state of Florida, state of Kansas. It's about damn time some of these states got off their butt. State of Louisiana, state of Montana, state of Oklahoma, North Carolina, South Dakota, West Virginia. The governor of the state of Mississippi. It's amazing. But what was really interesting that I found, because I was going in there, I like to look at see what these guys are up to. But there's a bunch of these states the other way that are turning around, the same states that are supporting the appellee. So you tell me what's going on. I don't know what the hell is going on. I can be from the same state and be on both sides of the fence. But what I found was interesting, and I'm going to call them up Monday and find out, there are some of these friend of the court, amicus curiae, briefs, that are locked up. Just like here, restraint motion for appellees, Department of Homeland Security, National Intelligence. It's locked. What the hell's going on here to expedite decisions? Then I go into, we go on farther down here and looked at some of these. And here's one from Chicago that's locked up. Rome Emmanuel Rome, that guy from that's the mayor. Wait, why is his locked up? Wait, what are these guys talking about that you and I can't see? And then they got one here from the Virginia, state of California. All these guys, these are locked up. Why are they locking all these up? Yeah, the city of Chicago, locked up. What's the deal here? There's all kinds of them locked up. Former national security officers, it's locked. What the hell are these guys? I mean, there's a whole ton of them in here. Why are you and I, the we the people, not allowed to see the appellate briefs? What the hell these guys are talking about? What are they doing up there? I don't have a clue. But it sure raises a big question in my mind. There's something really going on here that I guess we the people, we're not supposed to be able to understand. I thought it was just, I've never seen one like this with this many. Sealed. All locked up. So we cannot see the briefing that's going on in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Amazing. So now we go back to, this is out of the slaughterhouse cases, by the way. And this is not just the state of Minnesota. But in their briefing, it's always about the citizens of Minnesota can't sue the state of Minnesota. I agree. But guess what? The citizens of Minnesota can't exercise their elective franchise. Duh. And we have conclusive evidence. In this 1938, it says, the court then proceeds, they're talking about the slaughterhouse cases, the court then proceeds to enumerate the rights which pertain to a citizen in his character. Notice that word, in his character of citizen of the United States, in which we will here reproduce, so that by considering the actual examples, a clearer insight may be had into their nature than could come from the definition and description only. Rights of citizens of the United States enumerated. They are as follows. The right to come to the seat of government to assert any claim that he may have upon that government, to transact any business he may have with it, to seek its protection, to share its offices, to engage in administering its functions. The right of free access of the seaports. Do you think that a citizen, that Minnesota's involved in the right of seaports, through which all operations of foreign commerce are conducted? Really? Do you really think that Minnesota's involved in foreign commerce? Yeah, right. To the sub-treasuries, land offices, and courts of justice in the several states. The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over its life, liberty, and property when on the high seas or within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. Do you really think that the state of Minnesota reaches out to foreign governments in high seas? Really? Come on now. The right to peaceably assemble and petition, they got Congress, for a redress of grievances. And to the writ of habeas corpus. By the way, the writ of habeas corpus is basically a non-issue anymore, because citizens of the United States don't have it. They made all those now motions. The right to use the navigable waters of the United States, however they may penetrate the territory of the several states. I don't think that Minnesota's enforcing that, do you? All rights secured to citizens by treaties with foreign nations. State of Minnesota involved in that? Treaties? The right to become a citizen of a state by residing in it. Wait a minute, the right to become a citizen of a state But they said you can't exercise your elective franchise. We've got Supreme Court cases say that. You can't be a citizen of Minnesota and exercise your elective franchise. But it says here we got the right to be a citizen of a state. Then proceeds the court. There are rights which pertain to a citizen in his character. What is that word? In his character of citizen of the United States and are therefore subject to federal jurisdiction and power. Federal jurisdiction and power, not state, which grow out of prohibitions in the Constitution of the United States on state actions. Seems pretty clear to me. Of such is the right to be absolved from all consequences of bills of attainder, ex post facto laws, and laws impairing the obligation of contracts enacted by the states, and the rights secured against prohibited state actions, as expressed in the three new amendments to the Constitution. This is pretty clear to me. Now, what the hell is the state of Minnesota doing that? What's the state of Alaska? State of North Carolina? State of Texas? They're all citizens of the United States. If they have a state income tax, that has to exist. You got to be a citizen of the United States with no domicile. Do you start to see a bit of a problem here? And the state of Minnesota has come out, man, with both guns barreling in Gunnick's case up there, because his dad had his land stolen, had mom, stolen by the IRS. He shows up there, said, I want my property. He said, oh, no, that's my personal property. Well, you've abandoned it. She put in there, under abandoned it, under the penalty. But now I'll tell you, the research they did, they had more than one person working a lot of hours to put all this stuff together. But we can defang them. Big time. They're using the 11th Amendment that they want to thing. Corfield versus Coryell was one of the really premier cases on this. It's 6F. Period CAS period 56, 6F period CAS period 56, 1823. And it talks about here, the immunities of citizens, which are clearly embraced by the general description of privileges deemed to be fundamental, to which may be added the elective franchise as regulated and established by the laws or constitution of the state in which it is to be exercised. Boy, they do not want to hear that. Why don't they want to hear it? You see, all of these state income taxes can't operate without having a federal income tax. Go look at any state income tax. There will be a place for a federal income tax. We ran into that in Rappert's case in Minnesota. And they even gave the statute that says they can only audit a return if a taxpayer's return. It has to exist. You have to have volunteered. And therein lies the key in Randy's case and in other cases. If you volunteer and you sign a form 1040, OMB 1545-0074, if you voluntarily sign that, not under duress, you can forget about a constitutional court. You volunteered. And the Article 3 court, that was the Federal Court of Claims in 1963, it was an Article 3 court, and now it's an Article 1 court. But it sits, acts like an Article 3 as a precursor to the one above it. It's tied in. Guess what? If you volunteer, you're done. You got no remedies. Not in the Constitutional Court. That started off with Hayburn's case back on the widows and orphans. They wanted to give money to them, and they wanted to then send it over to the Department of Defense or Department of War, whatever it was. And then they could modify the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court come down in 1792 and said, no, it ain't going to happen. You can't do that. If the Supreme Court rules, nobody can touch our decisions. Babcock case back in the early 1900s. Same thing. It says when the United States creates rights against itself, you have no rights, no remedies, anything. Just take whatever the heck you signed up for and shut up. Many cases, Muskrat, several of them, all saying the same thing. If you volunteer, you don't have any right to a constitutional court. You've given up all of your rights and remedies arising under as inalienable rights. You have no right to any constitution. You have no right to any protections of anything. You've stepped into the other side of life, to being a citizen of the United States. And you want benefits. And a lot of those benefits are if you don't give me money. Just like in Minnesota, they actually, I saw it initially, when the IRS sent out a thing to vote. That's one of the things that I'd already figured that out. But the thing that the most important, the two most important thing is, one is to get your status into a public record. Who are you? Do you want to have inalienable rights from the creator, or do you want to have the rights of the devil? Citizen of the United States, where you have no rights, no remedies, no law of the land, nothing. Which is it? That's the first one. The second issue is, they have hoodwinked all the people in these United States to go, quote, vote as a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury. True and correct. And we've had two people, Rappert and Hartman, out of Minnesota. We modified the forms, and they rejected them. Not a good thing to do. Because you see the defense that they're using in Minnesota under the 11th Amendment, the citizens of Minnesota can't sue the state of Minnesota. Well, wait a minute here. It's illogical. The citizens of Minnesota can't exercise their elective franchise by your own codified statutes. And we've even got where you denied it. This is the game that once you start doing legal stuff, got to be real careful. These attorneys are very good at using constitutional arguments when they're sitting over in the land of Oz. Because you see, like the United States District Court that came along in 1948, it came from the territory of Hawaii. It's not an Article 4 court because they said farther on down in this reviser's notes, accepted practice. They combined all these courts together. Well, you can't combine an Article 3 court, Section 2, which is a very limited jurisdiction in all of the several states, the federal courts of the United States. You can't combine that with a district court, court in the District of Columbia, because that court can decide administrative. It has general jurisdiction. It's not a limited. And you can't combine it with a territorial court because that court sits under the plenary power of Congress. It's an Article 4. How do you put them all together? They did it in 1948. Can't make this stuff up, literally. Where are the attorneys? So this, two things are important, are your status. Who do you want to be? Do you want to have inalienable rights from the creator, or do you want to be under the liar of the devil for a citizen of the United States? Because it's a lie. But you get benefits. Eat, drink, and be merry. Be under the absolute plenary power of Congress, and then the states operate under them. They're like a little mini Fed. They're not sovereign states at all. They give you the illusion they are, but they're not. Because they can't have a state income tax without a federal income tax. Well, you can't have a federal income tax without being what? An individual. Which is defined under means. When I found means, boy, that's a killer. That's a major find that I finally found a way to lock those bastards down. When they use the word means, individual means, citizen of the United States, it says that's the exclusive use of that word. You can't go to the dictionary. You can't go anywhere else. You have to use that definition when it says means. So why doesn't anybody with these sharp IRS attorneys, or why don't we, and I've done this many times. I didn't know. I went into traffic courts. I've played the game up here in Alaska. I'd go into the lower court, try to fight it. Then I'd go to the appeal to the superior court. But, of course, that court has had its name changed from the third district to the third judicial district. Its seal, signature, was changed. Back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And Means, Groman, G-R-O-M-A-N versus Commissioner. 302 U.S. 82. 302 U.S. 82, page 86, 1937. When the exclusive definition is attended, the word means is employed. That's a killer. See, we go to court, and we don't understand that they have taken words and made terms out of them. Now we have a means to object on they're using words that people don't understand. Now you see, if you go to a murder trial, I've sat in some murder trials. They bring in expert witnesses. They explain what this stuff is all about. DNA or whatever they're using. They're bringing expert witnesses to explain things to the jury. And there's usually one law, sometimes it's more, but usually it's first or second degree murder, depending on they give the jury the option. But there's a law that already says, and the issue is, somebody died, got killed. And so there's facts to support the law, the single law. And the terms, the things that are used, are explained to the jury in great detail. It's really interesting to sit there and listen to these people that do this type of stuff, that do autopsies and all these things. I mean, they explain it. And that is a good place for a trial by jury, even though it's a kangaroo jury. How does it differ from a IRS case? They won't let you bring the law in. You can't. They use terms like taxpayer, individual, withholding agent, subtitle A. They won't talk about these things. Well, how is the jury? It's a scam. It's a con. Because you see, they've taken a whole Title 26. And actually, if you're a quote in there being prosecuted, it's supposed to be under subtitle A, just a part, one part of the five subtitles. There are five types of taxes under the Internal Revenue Code. And like in Rappert's case, I could not believe it. There wasn't one swinging person in that whole freaking damn court knew whether it was a subtitle A, B, C, or D, or E. They didn't even know what kind of tax it was. How can you prosecute if you don't even know what kind of tax it is? Because they're all different, totally. E is alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. Do you think that has anything to do with A, which is individual? Of course not. Or C, which is employment taxes for citizens of the United States, which you can't even have a deficiency on, and they do it all the time. It's their terms. And nobody brings this up. I watched in, I think his name is back up here in Alaska. I went in one day and watched the IRS hang him with lie after lie. I just, God, I wanted to stand up and just shout. And they brought up the head honcho that does this nonsense for the IRS to get these non-filers. And that transcript's going to be available here soon. I'm going to put that out, and I'll tell you what, I can take that, and it's going to be a lesson in how and what to do. Why are these attorneys not addressing this stuff with the IRS? Why do they? Can you imagine? I get willful, just like Randy. Willful failure to file. What did he not do? He didn't put his signature on an implied in law contract, which is to obtain a benefit, and he couldn't even take it to a constitutional court. They want his signature. They wanted his signature on an implied in law contract. And if you do that voluntarily, you cannot go in the Federal Court of Claims or the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Back in a minute.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.